Kia ora. My After Hours stories takes us all back to the 1960s, when the first wave of a wonderful, bright Italian scooters arrived in New Zealand and on the roads in Christchurch, where I was living. In 1966, I'd worked long enough to be able to buy my very own red Vespa 90, and I loved it, and it was zooming around Christchurch. I could take it to work, and I was working in the square in Christchurch at the time, and it meant that I didn't have to bike against that blasted easterly every day, and I loved it. By mid-1966, I had decided that working in 9-to-5 in an office was very boring. I needed something more in my life, and I decided I'd go nursing. I didn't want to go nursing in Christchurch. I thought I'd try the big monopolis of Wellington. And so by August 1966, I put my wonderful Vespa and me onto the overnight ferry, and off we went to Wellington. And I settled into the nurse's home in at the Wellington Hospital, which we had to live in those days. And the Vespa was wonderful. I learned how to ride it round the hills of Wellington. Wasn't always easy, of course, with the wind, but I managed it. One of the most important things was to go to the Midland Hotel on Lambton Quay on a Friday between 5 and 6 before 6 o'clock closing to find out where the parties were going to be in the weekend. And so, of course, if I wasn't on duty, that's where I'd go. Park my Vespa in Lambton Quay and pile in with everybody else. A year later, just over a year later, in early 1968, by then I'd discovered that the Vespa wasn't the best thing to be riding around Wellington on with the wind and the rain, etc. And I had traded it in for a 1956 Morris Minor that I called Eeyore. And Eeyore and I would get around the town. Also, at that time, my parents had left Canterbury and had gone to live in the Sounds. And one morning when they were eating breakfast, they looked out and they saw this man walking up the drive. And my dad said, "My golly me, there's this strange man coming up the drive and I think he's a policeman. He hasn't got cuffs on his trousers," which was, you know, a telltale sign in those days. And of course, next minute, knock, 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 there he is at the door. Dad went to the door. He said, "Can I help you, sir?" "Yes. Do you know a person called Penelope Harley?" Dad said, "Yes, she's our daughter. What's happened? Is she okay? Has she been hurt? Has she done anything wrong?" And he said, "No, sir, no, we just need to know where she is. The last address we've got for her is 4 years ago in Christchurch on Papanui Road at a boarding school." Dad said, "That's right, yep." So eventually he told him that I was living in the nurse's home in Wellington. So without texting and quick conversation, I knew nothing until I got a knock on the door one morning in my room in the nurse's home, and I'd been on night duty. So I was woken up to be told that I had to get over to the hospital to the resident policeman, who in those days we did have a resident policeman in the hospital. I thought, "Oh, who's died? How are they telling me this? What's happened? Or have I done something that I didn't remember?" So anyway, I threw my clothes on, went over there. He said, "No, nobody's died, but here's a letter, and you're to read it and follow the instructions." So I'm thinking, wow, okay, okay. I walk away, I open the letter. It was a parking fine over a year ago that had been put on my Vespa in Lambton Quay. Can you believe it? In Wellington, a parking ticket, for goodness sake, has probably gone woof up into the air. It's probably still up there somewhere. I thought, this is crazy. They've gone to my school. They've gone to my parents, and then they've got traced me. So anyway, I thought, this is mad, but I've got to do what I'm told, and I went down to the central police station. I arrived at the desk. They told me to go upstairs to see the chief. I'm thinking, for God's sake, this is ridiculous. Just for a parking fine. Anyway, I did as I was told. I was slightly nervous. Went up, knocked on the door, went in, and who should I see but this delightful man who I had nursed on night duty 3 weeks before when he was having a miserable night, couldn't sleep. I had done my usual nursing TLC and given him cups of tea. We'd had lots of conversation. He said, "What are you here for?" I said, "I've been naughty." I handed him the piece of paper. He read it. He ceremoniously ripped it up. And then I thought, well, there are perks in night duty after all.